Amen. Well, bless you. We had two very successful events this week. The Fiesta Fellowship. You guys had 20 or 30 women here, didn't you? My goodness. It took 4 hours just to clean up. I don't know what kind of party you guys had, but no. You guys had over 100, didn't you? Yay. And the National Day of Prayer was a great success, probably as good a National Day of Prayer as I've been involved with, and lots of people showed up, and so it's been a good week for us. Is there anybody in here that believes in prayer? You really, really do. I'm not asking you as a preacher, just so everybody will raise their hand so I can feel good. I outgrew that a long time ago. Because I found out people are raising their hand and they're really not telling the truth. And so, no, here's my deal. You really do believe in prayer. Come on. You think that something could be one way, you pray, and then it changes on the other end of prayer. Okay. How many people believe that Jesus can answer an imperfect person's prayer? Do you know that there are 25 recorded times in the Gospels where Jesus prayed? Okay. Apart from that, every prayer God has ever answered, which would be in the billions time billions multiplied, okay? Every prayer God has answered, apart from those 25 prayers, every prayer God has answered has come from an imperfect person. Now, let's go to part B. The imperfect person prayed an imperfect prayer. Have you ever prayed the wrong prayer and God gave the right answer? And you go, I was asking for it. I didn't get it. And then 3 months later, you go, thank you, Jesus. I didn't get what I was asking for. Who was it? Garth Brooks wrote a song about it. I love that country song. He goes back to his high school reunion and he thanks God that he didn't get that girl he was praying for. Right? So here's the deal. It is not the focus of the person doing the praying, nor is the focus the prayer itself. It's the God who's answering the prayer. Amen? And so I'm going to look at a scripture. We're going to look at something about blessed people and blessing. And then at the end, we're going to bless all our moms, all right? The ones that are present and not present, it'll be okay. But if your mom is present, I'm going to say, get close to her or somebody that you consider to be like a mom, and we're just going to bless them. And here's what I'll guarantee you. Your blessing will be imperfect. And it will come from an imperfect person, but it is a powerful and perfect God that can actually cause something different to happen when you pray and when you bless. Pre-prayer, pre-blessing, it's one way. Post-prayer, post-blessing, it's another way. And I'm going to preempt us on what we're going to pray for today. We're going to pray a biblical word, a Hebrew word, that is called strength. And we're going to pray for moms to have strength. Every mom I know of needs strength because she has a child. By nature of being mom means you have a child. If you have a child, you need strength. There are some of us today that would, and I'm one of them, that would category my testimony as my life is an answer to a mother's prayer. And sometimes other people will give up, but moms hang right in there, don't they? And so I want to look at, I'm going to look at a scripture. The scripture will say a man, but the Hebrew word is actually a person. And we're going to focus the scripture especially on moms today. Is that okay? And if you'll turn with me, Psalm 84. And then Psalm 84, it says, blessed is the man. I want to go. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bypass protocol. I've done that 3 or 4 times in my life. And I'm going to go to verse 4. I had her give you verse 5, but I'm going to go to verse 4. And it says, blessed are those who dwell in your house, who ever sing your praise. And so in this passage, Psalm 84, the end of it, it's gonna give three blessings. One of them is God says there is a special blessing for those that will continue to bless God or praise God in the midst of all circumstances. Okay? So there's a, and he'll tell you the circumstance next verse. Here's what David's going to say. There is a special blessing if you will praise God in good times and in bad times. Now, what he's talking about, blessed are those who dwell in your house. In the Old Testament, the only place you could meet God was the house of God. God never went home with you. The only place that people met God was in the temple. So he goes, blessed are those who continually go to the temple no matter what's going on in life. That's the foundation of their life, is their worship in God. Therefore, they will have a blessing that other people do not have. Does that make some manner of sense? Okay. And then we come to five. Blessed is the man whose strength is in God. Okay. Whose heart is set on a pilgrimage. It was like life's a journey with God as the security of the journey. They pass through the valley of Baca. And the valley of Baca means the valley of tears. Is anyone on your journey, there's a mom or two in the room, that would go, on my journey in life, I have passed through a valley of tears once or twice. Any moms like that? Has your husband ever made you cry? Don't look at him. No, you've been through situations in life that were difficult, that it was a time of tears. But here's what David said. In the time of tears, my heart is still strong, even though life's difficult. Why? My foundation is in worshiping God. See that in the scripture? That's power. He goes, there's a special blessing for people who will worship God no matter what, and a special blessing for people whose strength is in God. Now, I don't know about you, but there have been 3 or 4 minutes, maybe hours in my life where I've tried to live in my own strength and not rely on the strength of the Lord. Do I have a witness? Anybody ever tried that? If you've given that a good shot, I have a good opinion, I have a good idea, and I'm going to live in my own strength in order to accomplish my own plan. And David, his story is in Technicolor, and you can read it throughout the Bible. And David would go, that did not work well for me. I need to live in the blessing of God being my strength. Do you ever remember some testimonies David would have where God was his strength? There's that Goliath thing. That's one of them. I'm not living in my own strength. I'm living in the strength of the Lord. Victories where it would be David had 100 men. Somebody else had 1,000 men. And David would win the victory because my strength is in the Lord. I thought I'd get 3 amens right there. I got 2, so I'm going to just keep working it. All right. Their heart is set on a journey. They pass through the valley of tears. They make it a spring. The rain also covers pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Zion is where the presence of the Lord was, the temple, Jerusalem, in the presence or in the peace of God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. And so at the end, we're going to gather mom, or you'll gather around a mom. You want to have make all the moms come up, or you just want to make them stand up? Which one you guys want to do? All the moms say, I want you to shut up. All right. Now we'll have the moms stand up in just a moment, and then we're just going to, we'll pray for them. Is that okay? And what are we going to trust? We're not going to trust our prayer. We're not going to trust our strength. What we're going to do is we're going to trust what? The strength of the Lord. And now here's what we're going to pray for them, so you can get geared up on how you're going to pray for mom. Every mom in the room needs it. Every human in the room needs it. That word right there where it goes every man, it's every human. We're going to say, mom, may every human in this room receive the strength that comes from God. Okay, now I'm going to let you know what this word strength is. Anybody ever heard of the Proverbs 31 woman? A lot of times, Mother's Day is the day you preach on the Proverbs 31 woman. Proverbs 31, it's about 15 characteristics of the perfect woman that no woman could ever live up to, that you take the Bible and you make them feel bad because that you go, you're not as good as this scripture right here. You take that. right? Anybody ever read Psalm Proverbs 31? Let me give you a little insight. Proverbs 31 was not written by Solomon. Proverbs 31 was written by Bathsheba. Read it. To the mother of the king. It is the prelude to Psalm Proverbs 31. It is a mom going, the person that marries my son needs to be like this. Mom has written out her list on what the girl that marries her son's going to be like. And I promise you, there is not a woman in this earth that can live up to Proverbs 31. But Proverbs 31, you ever read it? It goes, to the virtuous woman. That word, virtuous, is this word right here, strength. And here's what David says. I'm stretching right now. So understand, this is not exact Bible. David goes, my wife thinks that she's going to find a woman that's good enough for her son, and she's never going to fight that woman. And so instead of saying virtuous, let me just say strength. Lord, would you give strength? That word strength, it has five or six different translations in the Old Testament. But let me tell you three that you'll go, yeah, I get it, in relationship to a mom. Number one is the strength to protect. I lived in the mountains. I lived up on a hill at one point. At the bottom of the hill was a creek. And one evening, I walked down to the creek and goofing around in the creek a little bit. I started back up the hill. I'm about a third of the way up the hill. And over to my right, probably 40 yards away, was a black bear. I heard a crack. I looked over. There was a black bear about 40 feet away from me. Then I heard a little yelp, and to my left was a cub. I took about three more steps, and I see the mama start rocking. Now, in bear language, that means get out of here. But if I take off running, I'm afraid that Mama Bear will chase me, and I'm going uphill and she's going downhill. And if it was a flat race, I promise I couldn't beat her. But I'm uphill, she's coming down here, Mama Bear there, cub over there, me in between. And let me tell you something, don't ever get between a mama and her baby. And what the Bible says right here is, may you have strength to protect. I've seen women you could run all over. I have, as a pastor. And one person say something wrong about their kid, and that little timid will turn into a rocking bear in 0.3 seconds, because there's something inside of their heart that was given by God that says, I will risk my life to protect my child. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That could be physical, that could be emotional, that could be relational. Just know this, there is a strength of protection. Let me underline or focus on something just for a minute. I'm going to come back to that. The Bible says that the man whose strength is in God will go from strength to strength. That doesn't make sense. Let me tell you why I know it doesn't make sense. I rode a bike 50 miles this weekend. First pedal was easy. The last pedal was harder. Because in the natural realm of things, you go from strength to weakness. Mm-hmm. I went to a weightlift with one of my boys one time, and when I was his age, a weight was easy for me to pick up. And he had the bar loaded, and I totally walked up to the bar, and the stinking thing would not move. And I was remembering what I used to was, not what I is. Right? Because here's what I found out. In the natural realm, I go from strength to weakness. Do you know what that Bible says right there? Is that when God is your strength, you will go from strength to strength. Now we have to unwrap that. Here's what that's saying. You have different stages you go through in life. When you go through different stages in life, God will be your strength in that stage. Then you go to another stage, God will be your strength in that stage. Then you'll go to another stage, and God will be your strength in that stage. Okay, let me illustrate it. I was sitting in some people's house. Husband and wife were there. There are three or four couples around, and we're talking. And the guy gets real brazen. And you know he's about to be in trouble when he does. He gets real brazen. And he goes, "That date I took you on, that's what caught you, wasn't it?" He's letting his buddy know that he's the Casanova that knows how to catch a woman, and he caught his wife. He goes, "That date right there, that sent you over the edge, didn't it?" "Oh, yes, honey, it did." And then he went to explain it to everybody, showing how smooth he really was. He goes, "I took her to this park. We sat on a hill that overlooked the lake. I gave her strawberries and champagne. And after that, she was mine." And then she goes, "Yeah, I told you one time that was my favorite part. Then I told you another time I like strawberries. Then I told you in another conversation that I thought champagne was romantic." She said, "It took you about 2 months to put it together, but when you finally did, you really won me over." And let me tell you what, in one stage you catch the man, in the other stage you keep the man. That's to care for him. I don't mean keep him from other women. The word I bless, honor, keep, I will keep, is to care for. It takes one anointing, one ability, one grace, one to catch him. It takes another to keep him. And then I learned about that third stage of life. And I didn't know, I was young. A woman came into me and said, "My husband has retired. He's driving me crazy. You have to help me." I was young. I didn't know what to do. Catch, keep. The third stage is catch, keep from killing. And, now I know what to do about it. I'm older now, wiser. We just make them trustees here at the church. They come in, they got work to do. Mom's happy because they're gone. We get stuff done. Mark's not here today, but somebody let him know. Okay, be funny so you understand. The young girl that's catching him needs one strength. The middle years, when she's caring for the family and caring for the husband, doing the stuff, that needs another kind of strength. It's a different strength than this strength. And then in later years, everything changes. It's a different kind of strength. When a baby is born, a mom does everything. She is infinitely happy when that child learns to go to the bathroom by themselves. It is a wonderful day. It is marked on calendars. Stars are given. And then they learn to dress themselves. If you are blessed, there's an older child that knows how to dress younger children. It's a great day, right? And then it transitions. See, mom starts out, she does everything. Then, and this is very difficult, I've watched it happen, it's difficult to do it, then it's difficult when they become independent. See, it was difficult when they were dependent, It is more difficult when they become independent. And mom is moving from total caretaker to counselor. Now they're making their own decisions, and their decisions are stupid. And can I get a witness? And mom knows, because somewhere, somehow, sometime, yea, even mom herself was stupid. Therefore, she knows, don't do stupid. But the kid goes, Mom, I'm independent. I will figure out stupid on my own. And they do, and it'll break a mom's heart. Watch. There's a grace that is needed in being the full caretaker. And there's a grace that is needed to become a counselor. Here's what you'll learn. You learned it. When you tell them, at all costs, don't you ever do that, what are you really saying? Go ahead and give that a try. It's routine. And then after a little while, you learn, let me give suggestion with wisdom, because you're going to make your own decision. That's a different grace than the grace of, let me change your diaper. I tell you what, if you read the Bible, here's the cycle. The mom fully takes care, the kid's dependent. Then the mom raises the child up for independence. We have had, Molly and I have had our grown children, four of them, tell us, thank you for the discipline you gave us at home. When we got out in the world, we found out other people never had it, and they don't know how to do anything. Caleb called his mom and said, basic training, gets one phone call. Hello, Mom. Thank you for teaching me to do laundry. I am now the unit's laundry director, because nobody else in the place knows how to do it. You know what was happening? Mama was training him for independence. And then cries like a little baby when he has it. No, bring my baby back home to me. No, she really didn't. She's like, thank you, bye. Okay. Now, and then here's what'll happen. This is Bible. Then the child grows older as the mom grows older, and then mom depends on the child. Here, the child depends on mom. By the latter years, mom is saying, go to the store for me. I called my boy yesterday. I said, go to the store for me. And you can do this and this and this. There's a way to put it on my tab so I pay for it, but I need it. You go to the store. And he came home, and he goes, Dad, I didn't put it on your tab. I just bought it for you. Here's your birthday present. It was something for the house. I want something for me on my birthday. Here's what's happening. You're changing now to where the parent is now becoming dependent. Old dad gets about 50, and he says to those 25-year-old boys, take the tractor into your field by yourself today. And dad takes a nap, said no farmer ever. Here's what happens. Dad gathers it, brings it home, throws it on the table. Mom arranges it. Spend this, save this, do this, pay this bill, do this that way, This takes a particular grace and strength from God. This is a different strength and a different grace, but it's from God. This, different activity, different things I'm doing, but God is giving me strength in this stage, and because I set my heart on God, I worship God. Across the course of that life, the foundation of my heart is His presence. There will be times of weeping, but weeping will last for the night. Joy will come in the morning. There'll be days it's difficult. Each transition will have difficult, right? But in each season, I have the strength that comes from God in that season. I have the wisdom on how to handle the season. I have the grace on how to handle the season, going from strength to strength to strength to heaven. That word strength has three, it has five. It's translated five different ways. It has three that I just want to focus on that I want to pray. One is, it means I have the ability to protect. You can tell how good a king is in his reign. Can he keep his people from getting killed by other people? Can he build a fortress that enemies can't get in? Can he stabilize an economy that everyone can live well? There is a strength that comes from God that is a protective strength. When that strength comes to a mom, let me give you an illustration. I'm in Walmart. And some person I don't know comes up and wants to hold my kid. This is my first kid. My kid's in, I think it was Kmart. It was so long ago. No, it was Walmart. And she comes up, oh, I love babies. Can I hold your baby? No, you cannot hold my baby, and you can go to the parking lot like right now. Huh? Why? Is there's a mom. I'm just telling you what I said. I'm not telling you what his mom said. The mom, at one level, protects under the strength of God. Over here, she cannot stand between the child and danger physically. But she gives wisdom and insight that comes from heaven, and she prays until the circumstance turns around. She is protecting, because you will never take the desire to protect out of the mother's heart. It will change from generation to generation to season to time, but she is never, and don't ever think you are, she is never weak or powerless. She is going from strength to strength. It's just a different type of strength. So one is protective strength. Here's number two. Number two means resource strength. It means God empowers with resource that the mom can resource the child. That might be with wisdom, that might be with strength, that might be with money, that might be with a car. I'm going to preach, and maybe my kids will hear this. I bought you your first car. My kids will be able to do the math. Maybe it's your turn to buy me a car. No. No, you resource in one way in this season. You resource in another way in this season. And you resource in another way in this season. But you never have to do it in your own strength. You do it in His. And then I'm going to go to the third one, and we're going to pray. One is protection. Two is, this word, chahil, is translated sometimes in the Bible one way, sometimes in the Bible another way. The third way, I'm going to call it character. You could put virtue. You could put will. be provocative. There are two invisible, powerful wills that are after your family. That are after the influence of your children and your children's children. Two of them. One of them is the desire of the kingdom of darkness. Jesus looked at Peter over the communion meal. He looked at him and he said, Satan desires you. It means Satan has an emotion, a longing, a plan for your life, yea, even for your family. And God has eternal destiny for your family. Come on, let me say it again. Thank you. God has eternal destiny for your family. Husbands, wives, moms, dads, uncles, aunts will say, I will align my will with one of those two wills with every decision you make. There is a culture that is influenced by the kingdom of darkness to push toward the desire of the enemy. But thank God. There is a grace that will come over a man and a woman that comes from God, that in the giving is the strength thereof, that they will stand before the Lord in the generation in which they live, in the strength of the Lord, to walk out God's plan for that family. Isn't that good news? I am not responsible for that eternal truth in the power of my own emotion or in the power of my own strength. What I need is from strength to strength to strength is for God to give me his power to protect, to resource, and to live in character in a generation. Isn't that like amazing? It's like somebody said, you know what the devil's doing? Okay, yeah, we're aware, but our eyes are fixed on what God's doing. What God's doing, God will restore. So here's what we want to pray today. We're going to ask moms to stand in just a few moments. And then I'm going to say, you go ahead and gather around a mom. And if you get done praying for that one, or you want to pray for that one for a minute, look around the room, go get another one, and go, here's my prayer for you today. I'm asking that God would give you strength. That's it. Lord, would you please release strength right now? How many imperfect people in the room? How many people think you might pray an imperfect prayer? Come on. Guess what? It will be answered by a perfect God in the foundation of perfect scripture. And so, yeah, but I know this and this and this about my sister. And my sister is praying for my mama right now. And it, you know, she just might not be able to be in the same level of superpower that I am. I'm just talking about my own sister right now. She'll listen to this. She listens every week. I can go. I know that my poor sister is not yet quite as spiritual as I am, but God hears unspiritual people, so it'll be all right. Okay? Because here's where our focus is going to go. It's going to go on the perfect God releasing empowering strength to the one we're praying for. Is that okay? Okay, so if you're a mom, I'm going to ask you to stand up. Your kids can be here or not here. It'll be all right. And I'm going to pray a general prayer, and then we're just going to have a prayer time where people can come around and bless. If you want to go to your mom, you can. You can just bless. And we're going to just, you go, I'm not from around here. I don't know all these people. Just, it's okay for you just to sit, be calm. Just a second. We're going to worship, and then we'll end at maybe noon, 3, something like that. I don't know. No, I really want us to have time to have more than one person go bless somebody and go, just may the Lord release strength to you. This stage, right here, right now, may God release strength for this time in your life. Is that okay? And then you can go around and bless whoever you want to. We're going to spend a few seconds like that, and then we'll come into worship. Right? Good. Father, we thank you that we go from strength to strength. We go from strength to strength. Blessed is the man who stands in the house of the Lord and worships you. And blessed is the man that trusts in you. Your promise is that you will cause them to go from strength to strength to strength. Whatever stage of life it is, that you will give the strength for that stage. Lord, I pray for enduring strength. I pray to make it through what needs to be made through and to recuperate from what they've been through. And Lord, I just ask for every mom in this room that you would release physical strength, that you would release emotional strength, and that you would release spiritual strength. Father, I pray that in their own character, that by the grace of God, there would come, sometimes the enemy just torments mothers that they did something wrong when their children get into some kind of trouble. I pray that you would just erase that thought and that you would strengthen with might in the inner man by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, sometimes moms can just feel like they failed in a certain stage. I ask that you would release strength and grace. Lord, the children all across this room and across this nation would say, because my mom did this, I was able to do this. I pray that reality to be the reality in their own heart, and that you would release supernatural grace from heaven. Give the wisdom on what to protect, when to protect, and how to protect. Give the strength of will to go on and do the next thing that needs to be done. Lord, I pray that you would open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing that cannot be contained, and that you would bring provision and resource through mothers toward their families, toward their children. Your blessing be on us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Hey, let's just take like 5 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. There's somebody else you want to bless, feel free to go bless them. There's such a thing the Bible calls mothers in Israel's or mothers of the house. We'll ask our worship team to come as soon as they're done blessing. You bless two or three people, whoever it is you want. Then head to the front, and we will worship when you guys are ready.